out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass.
That means it's time for a school update here on KCSI KOAK Radio. Tune in each weekday morning at 6:15 a.m. as we visit with schools from throughout the country Sunshine Listening Area. School updates proudly presented here on KCSI by your friends at Shenandoah Sanitation, 712-246-3350.
Back in the classroom, open your books.
And we are going to have the opportunity this morning and pleasure to visit with the principal at Inman Elementary, Dr. Jane Shelley. Dr. Shelley, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you this morning, Dr. Shelley?
I am doing great.
Are you ready for Thanksgiving?
I am, I guess. So, you know, it's come really fast. It's hard to believe that we're already to Thanksgiving time.
It's fast. You know, the other thing is Christmas is going to be here because it's late in the month.
It is.
So Christmas is going to be here soon as well. Okay. Yeah. So what does it mean, Thanksgiving week? At Inman Elementary, what does that look like?
Yeah, so for teachers, it means we're trying to keep as much order as possible. So, you know, the routine is so important for kids. And what we know is we'll do some things about being thankful and some Thanksgiving stuff in classrooms. But we'll try and keep as much routine as possible because as soon as we get to Thanksgiving, that buzz of, oh my gosh, here's going to be Christmas season starts going.
Okay, so Monday and Tuesday are regular schedule.
They are.
No change.
No change.
Okay, Wednesday's a little different.
Yeah, Wednesday, no school. So, you know, Monday and Tuesday, get those kids to school and help them remember it's a 2 days this week, so they can do it.
Are there like parties or any of that sort of stuff?
We don't do Thanksgiving parties. Yep. Okay. So, but our classrooms will do some special things just to really think about being thankful.
Okay.
So
that's good.
Yeah.
And then off and enjoy Thanksgiving break.
Yes.
How's the year gone so far?
You know, the year has gone really well, but it's gone really fast. It's hard to believe, like I said, that it's already Thanksgiving time, but we have had a really good year so far at the preschool and at Inman, and just finished up some of our family nights. And so that's kind of exciting time to be able to not only see the growth that kids have been making in the classroom, but to see them interact with their parents and show off that growth.
So where are we at in the semester? The semester is what? Christmas or just after Christmas?
It is just right at Christmas time. So our teachers will turn in grades right before they leave for Christmas break.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's coming up soon.
It is. Hard to believe.
I know. That's for sure. Dr. Shelley, so I was looking at the forecast.
Yeah.
So
don't
Friday,
say those words.
Yeah. Friday, there's a 30% chance of snow. And Friday night, there's a 40% chance of snow. And Saturday, a 40% chance. They say precipitation, rain, snow.
Okay.
We are to that time of year.
We are. And it's hard to believe because yesterday was gorgeous.
It was like 60 degrees.
Yes.
But that said, it is time to be thinking about potential for, you know, weather and that sort of thing. So what do we need to be aware of there?
So that is something that our teachers start thinking about long before the snow starts flying is always our goal. So actually on Tuesday, all of our students will be bringing home, all of our preschool through sixth grade students will be bringing home their remote learning packets.
Okay.
So what we know is the state of Iowa allows us to have up to 5 weather-related remote days. So those can only be used for weather, and we can only have up to 5. That doesn't mean that we have 5. It means that we can have up to 5. So our teachers have been really busy working on making sure that we have learning experiences planned for those days, just in case we have weather, that students can do at home that are a review of the skills that they've been learning in the classroom.
Okay.
So I know that creates some anxiety within parents, like, oh my gosh, how are we going to do at-home learning or things like that, you know, if there's weather. So we have those packets ready to go. They will go home, like I said, on Tuesday. They get all 5 days. Now, don't get them out. Don't get them started. Just leave them in your folder until we would have one of those days.
Okay.
And if we have one of those days, you know,
we may not
have a winter the way we're going that it's just beautiful.
Yeah. We'll see.
Which,
we'll see, Dr. Shelley.
I know.
Keep your fingers crossed.
Yes.
Right? So How will this packet, will it be like a big, I'm thinking yeah. like a big manila envelope?
It is a manila envelope, and it has all 5 days in it. So our fifth and sixth graders, they also, if we know that weather is coming, they will bring home a computer.
Okay.
Because they will do all of their things via Google Classroom, which is the same as how the junior, senior high does remote learning. Lower elementary, it's just a little bit harder to do those types of things. So each of the days are color-coded.
Okay.
So if we were to have a remote learning day, we would announce it's remote learning day and it's remote learning day, whatever color it is. So even on the front of their packet, it shows you what colors they are. And then students are expected to do it because this does count as a school day.
So do they – okay, so let's say you have remote learning day blue.
Yes.
For example, I'm totally making that up. But you pull up the information out. Are there sheets that they work through?
So
then do they turn that back in or what do they do?
Yes, definitely. So there's a whole packet. So everything is attached then to the remote learning day blue. It's all stapled together, all of the sheets, all of those directions that students need. And then the next day that we have school, they turn in that packet.
All right.
And that counts for their attendance because, you know, the state says that we can have these remote days, but they also say that we have to take attendance on those. So, you know, it's counted as a school day.
And the reason that is important, and I think the remote day is kind of cool because then it doesn't count against your days at the end of the year, right?
That is exactly right.
So you're not going to school till the 4th of July.
Yes, that is right. There have been some days, years when it's like, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
There went June.
Yeah.
We're in class.
Yeah, absolutely.
So this does help with that. The other thing on all of our remote learning days is, you know, it counts as a day of school and it also counts as a day for our teachers. So, you know, if families have trouble with something or they can't figure something out, all of our teachers are available.
Okay.
So, you know, you can email a teacher on a remote learning day and as long as it's during school hours, they should be responding to you. You can call our office. Our secretaries are able to take their phones home and then they can have teachers call you and direct those messages to them. And our teachers also are available for virtual office hours. So students can get on, talk to their teacher.
Yeah.
Even if it's just to say hi,
yes.
They can get on. They like that kind of piece. Or they can get assistance with what they're doing. And so each remote learning day, we will send out the links to those Google Classrooms so that students can get on and interact with their teacher if they need to.
How long have you been doing this? Has this been an option?
Couple years? It's been a couple years. So we're getting it a little bit easier and hopefully streamlined for parents.
Has the response been pretty positive too? I would think it would be, but.
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things is we also know that kids like snow days, right? So I love snow days.
There are movies made about that.
Yes, that is right. So, you know, all of these things are review things. So they shouldn't take up the entire day. Students should be able to go outside and play in the snow.
In fact, we want that.
Yes, we want them sledding. We want them enjoying all of those things. But it is important that they complete those items.
Yeah.
And since they're a review, I think as a parent, you know, sometimes I'm guilty of, I take the things out of the backpack. We talk about the school day, but I don't really see what my kids are doing. This allows you kind of an insight into what they've been learning.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool as well.
So the packets go home tomorrow.
Yep.
Grab your packet, put it where you know where it's at.
Yep. Keep it where you know where it's at. If you think you're going to lose it in your house, leave it in their backpack, and then it can just stay in their backpack until you need it. But have access to that somewhere.
And there are all five potential.
All five potential are in there. Yes.
And they're all on in there, each manila envelope, or are they all in
they're
one?
They're all in one.
Okay.
And there is a little label on the front that even shows you, like, so you can check mark. I should have brought one to show you, Aaron.
You should have, yeah.
But it shows you like day one, what color that will be, day two. So you've got all that information.
Very cool.
And remember, if we were to have a remote learning day to listen right here.
That's right.
Because you guys would be announcing it for us. We also would announce it on our Facebook page.
Yes.
So, you know, if snow is in the forecast, but we're going to hope for some nice weather. And
Okay.
Although I do like snow. So.
I mean, who likes a snow day more?
Yeah.
The student or the teacher?
I don't know. That would be a really good question.
Doesn't everybody like a snow day?
Yes, they do.
To some extent.
Yes.
At some point, it's like, we need to get back at it.
Yes. But those extended leaves that we've had at certain times, and we've had lots of snow just dump on us, uh-huh. and then you're 3 or 4 days in a row, that's not as much fun.
No. One day here and there.
Yes. Yeah.
Right around Christmas and then be done with it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Especially, you know, I do like snow on Christmas. That's kind of important, right?
It is. Dr. Jane Shelley with me, the Inman Elementary principal with the Red Oak Community School District. So be looking for those. Know where they're at.
Yep.
So when they're, and there will be a snow day.
Yep.
I mean, in all likelihood.
In all chances, if we're betting on it, there will be.
There will be at some point. Going forward here. So have those ready to go.
Yes.
Very good. I like that, honestly. I think it's kind of a cool thing.
I do, too. I really do. I just think it adds a little bit of flexibility to us.
Yeah.
And it just is kind of responsive to those needs. And, it, you know, there have been times in my teaching career where we've had really rough times with snow and people start to get worried about how long you're going to be in school. And then, you know, you have those pressures of should we be going or not. So I do like this opportunity.
All right, Dr. Shelley, are there activities we need to be aware of?
Yeah. So we are getting ready to kick off the winter season.
Yes.
So, you know, there's some activities this week. I think that we've got a basketball game on Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
But really everything hits the ground running. Like, enjoy Thanksgiving because it's going to be here.
What are your Thanksgiving traditions that you look forward to?
Yeah. So, you know, we have a tradition of I make pumpkin chiffon, which is a pumpkin dessert. And so I really enjoy that. And watching football at our house. So
pumpkin chiffon.
Yeah. It's like kind of like a pumpkin pie, but it's like richer and really fluffy.
Okay.
It's really good.
It sounds good.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever had one.
Yes. So, yeah. And at my in-laws' house, we have a dessert contest every Thanksgiving.
Oh, how's that
go? So the grandkids all make desserts. So I'm sure that my kids are thinking it up. Pace has been busy watching YouTube videos and like recipes of what he's going to make because, you know, it's really important to have a better dessert than your cousin.
Is that a pretty competitive contest?
Just a little
bit. Who's the judge?
Yeah, so my father-in-law.
Oh.
So he does not like pumpkin chiffon. So my kids have learned so they look for anything really chocolate.
Okay.
So yeah. And then we'll go to my parents and have a great time on the farm. So it'll be good. Run off all that extra desserts that we've eaten and that dessert.
Go move.
Yeah.
All right. Dr. Shelley, anything else we need to touch on this morning?
Yeah, just continuing, you know, our teachers are doing a lot of really great work, but I just always encourage community members, parents, to ask kids how school is going.
Yes.
To hear about the things that they're learning about. And any opportunity that you get to listen to a kid read.
Absolutely.
I think is just a very meaningful experience. So, yeah. And, you know, there is this craze of 6-7 going on. You know this craze?
Yes, but I don't understand it. At all.
Me either, but it's embracing it.
It's
so
like,
you know,
totally like, I see it, but I'm like, I don't get it.
Yeah. So, the 67th day of school is coming up.
Oh,
so
it is when?
Yeah,
soon.
Yeah. So.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So
you have big plans.
We might have some, you know, follow our Facebook page. There might be some excitement.
Okay.
About 6-7.
Wow.
Okay. I'm not quite sure what all it is, but we embrace it, right?
All right, just roll with it, I suppose.
Yes.
Very good. All right, well, have fun with that.
Yes.
Thank you, Dr. Shelley.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
You too.
Make it a great day. Dr. Jane Shelley with me this morning from the Red Oak Community School District.
When your trash pile's high and your house needs a